Welcome to The Modern Shopper. This series brings together the best minds and insights of a diverse group of food retailers and other industry experts to discuss their strategic initiatives and their top of mind challenges. Our focus is around health and sustainability, e-commerce, and retail innovation. The Modern Shopper series aligns with Spoon Guru's core mission to help retailers discover a seamless, personalized, and accurate product discovery experience for shoppers based on their dietary and lifestyle needs. I'm your host, Phil Lempert. Today's guest is Sharon Bly, Director, Healthier Lives Coalition of the Consumer Goods Forum. Sharon is responsible for driving the health and wellness agenda of the leading global platform for the consumer goods industry, both retail as well as packaged goods. Through its preeminent and collaborative network engaged through corporate membership, she works towards the empowerment of consumers to make the right decisions and, frankly, to help them adopt healthier lifestyles. Sharon is Irish. She lives in Paris and has a 5 and 3-year-old, which underscores her passion for health and wellness for our future generations. Sharon, welcome to The Modern Shopper.
Thank you, Phil. Great to be here.
So first up, when you look across the globe and see what's going on, what has you the most excited and what is a little scary to you?
I'd say I've seen a huge kind of, obviously since COVID, a huge evolution in our interest and our understanding of health and sustainability. It's in our minds, it's in our hearts. And I think in certain parts of the world, industry is on it. And in other parts, we still have catching up to do. So I think that understanding, yeah, both in hearts and minds, I think around what needs to happen and how we're all interconnected. We've seen supply chain crises, just how interconnected we are no matter where you live in the world and how fragile our food system is.
So the retail industry right now, as you point out, is experiencing a period of unprecedented change. New technologies, global economic shifts, challenging and changing consumer preferences are driving retailers to find new ways to reach their shoppers. Successful retailers need to understand how these forces are shaping the future of retail in order to succeed in today's marketplace. So I guess my question is, what is Consumer Goods Forum and all your members doing to be able to achieve that?
So we, in our coalition of action, we work with leading retailers and manufacturers around the world to really meet people where they are and meet them with their needs, find what help they're looking for and how we can respond to that. And our space where we have said we can actually monitor, track and accelerate change is obviously in store and online. And we're working on something that is very complex. It's changing behaviors towards healthier and more sustainable diets and lifestyles. Not an easy task, but the retailers that I work with around the globe and manufacturers, they understand so much around consumer behavior. It's kind of turning that data into insights where you can really help people to live better lives, make the right choices for their health, their family's health, and the health of the planet. So behavior changes are, it's our niche.
So you mentioned before that some retailers and brands get it, they're doing it, and some are not. Why are we not evolving fast enough? Why are retailers still behind on some of the key fundamentals of the customer experience? For example, why aren't retailers doing more in catering to their shoppers' health needs, or even at the very basic level, their dietary requirements?
There's, I suppose, two aspects to it. We don't even necessarily agree on what health is in different markets around the world and what that looks like. And retail is an industry where we offer choice and want to obviously, respond to that and maybe just, helping people to kind of evolve. What's good for them is something that we can do a lot more of. I think there's a lot of great examples about the retailing and manufacturing community are doing. And what I've seen in particular in my work is very collaborative, no one can do this alone. There is no one retailer that can, you know, improve population health. It's really something that has to be very collaborative. So I really advocate for the industry, the members that I work with, to work with public health authorities, to work with academia, to really share those insights and those learnings on what works and what doesn't in terms of behavior change. And there's also, there hasn't always been the business case behind it in some instances. And we are, we're funny people sometimes, consumers and shoppers, and what we say we do and what we actually do and how we consume and purchase don't always align up. So I think there are some really, really great initiatives that I work with in about 10 markets around the world where I have seen sustained change that's good for health scores, it's good for baskets, and there's a win-win for everyone. And then it has a positive impact on communities where all of these stores operate.
I don't want to be cynical here, but, you know, I've got to ask you, as you're looking across those 10 areas of the world, talking to retailers throughout the globe, are these health campaigns just a marketing tagline, or do these retailers actually care about making their shoppers healthier?
Yeah, I think there's definitely, it has accelerated, and you could, that there are, you know, we've all kind of seen instances where you really question, you know, is this really going to help help people? Is it really going to improve healthier lives? But I really have seen brilliant leadership, and in particular from we're a CEO-led organization. So when the companies get behind working with us on healthier lives, there is a real a complete company belief that health is an asset, and it's an asset to trade. And this is something that we really need to accelerate action. I've seen, you know, across some of the work we do in other coalitions of the Consumer Goods Forum, in particular around climate change, that the speed at which a change and an action can happen. And I think it's really building in the health space. There's much, much more interest from employees, investor communities, customers, I think will actually accelerate the change. Young people, obviously, a mum of two very young ones, I think young people will make that speed of change go a lot faster. So we are catching up in certain parts of the world, and there's different health needs in different parts of the world. And we've done some brilliant work. I think of one thing in Colombia, for example, it's called Misión Nutrición. We worked with the Colombian government looking at the different deficiencies in different regions in Colombia, and then working with the retailers on more education, awareness, promotions, incentives on those nutrients that were missing from different parts of the diet. And it works, and the results are really promising. And this is something that's nationwide across a country. So those collaborative actions can really work and have really positive impact.
Well, it sounds like that program in Colombia is exactly what we need across the globe to affect that change. And you pointed out before that since the pandemic began, there's been a lot of shifts in what consumers are buying, what their expectations are. Also, frankly, because of supply chain issues, what they used to buy, they might not have available now. If you look into your crystal ball, what's the next big catalyst for disruption in the grocery and health and wellness industries?
Oh, there's so much happening. I think we as a coalition, we're trying to understand what will stick, what behaviors, what patterns will stick, and how can we really continue to accelerate the good things that did come out of the global pandemic, home cooking, scratch cooking, you know, transparency, interest in ingredients and sourcing, and interest and understanding of kind of sustainability. So that's, I'd say, an area where we're really trying to, again, meet people where their needs are, help them when they're looking for help. There's been a huge amount of transparency and access to information. But then on the other side, there still remains a lot of perception in multiple markets around being healthy is more expensive. And, you know, there can be, that perception can be reality in certain instances. So we have a huge amount of work, I think, around the access and affordability piece. And I see something that I do not underestimate how challenging it is for families and the most vulnerable families. I think here in Europe, pricing, inflation, you know, poverty in even the most mature developed countries, people going to food banks that never thought that they would end up in that space. So there's I think looking after the most vulnerable families, finding affordability mechanisms that include, fresh fruit and vegetables. So there's a lot of work I think we can do around ensuring that, health is affordable, accessible, easy, delicious, I think, for everyone, no matter where you live.
So in hearing what you said about Colombia, in hearing what you just said about the situation, not only in Europe, but I would expand it, globally, what should we depend on government to be able to do to move the needle as it relates to health and wellness? Is the right model in your mind what you're doing in Colombia, and we just need more governments around the globe to do that? Or shouldn't we rely on government?
There is a mixture of it, but the members that I work with, they know their role and their responsibility, and they acknowledge that what they could do to help people live healthier lives. And there has to be a multi-stakeholder effort. It really has to be. And it's true where we see most impact, for example, in China, Collaboration for Healthier Lives, the government just updated their dietary guidelines for the Chinese population. And so we're going to work with them to raise awareness, to make sure that all of the people that are shopping in all of our stores and online get access to that information, that we make it understandable, that we help them measure, is there an impact? And so those types of collaborations, we have access to insights and data that when you bring that together with population health data, insights that the government have, can be really, really, really beneficial, and you can better understand impact. There's also other instances I see in the UK, for example. There is impending legislation around products that are high in fat, sugar, and salt. Now, industry welcomes this legislation, but so many other things I think need to happen in the enabling environment. It's never really a silver bullet. There's different ways of looking at it, but I see the impact and the real change does happen when it's in that more collaborative mindset and bringing kind of the insights and the data points together. You really, really can understand what works and what doesn't.
So Modern Shopper is designed for retailers around the globe. So this is your forum. This is your chance to tell retailers what you want them to do in 2022 that requires hopefully, little effort, but has a high impact for health and wellness with their shoppers. What do you want to tell them?
For Consumer Goods Forum, obviously, sharing and getting access to that data. Working with them on understanding how they can shift baskets towards healthier categories. What does that balance look like? I see a lot of where there's most impact is having that omni-channel strategy. So if I'm, in your supermarket, I'm getting the same experience online. The information is credible, trusted sources of information. You make it easy for me. I think there's just a huge amount that we can do in the digital environment to get impact very fast. And so there's that definitely working with organizations like the Consumer Goods Forum, helping us with access to that data, building the insights, and then agreeing to share that back with public health and external stakeholders so that we can all improve things together.
Sharon, thank you for your work. Thank you for everything that the Consumer Goods Forum is doing around the world. And thank you so much for joining us today on The Modern Shopper.
Thank you, Phil.